Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Take me away, the best of local tunes right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That is the beautiful, stunning Kandaha. I saw her yesterday in the salon, but I was too shy because, you know, I'm a fan, so I didn't really say anything. I just admired her from far. But your time is exactly 13 minutes past 9 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Hope and pray that your heart is happy. I hope and pray that you're finishing the week on a really good note. And you might be at the office right now a little bit frustrated because why am I working on a Friday after a public holiday? I absolutely get you. But thank God that we have jobs. And then also thank God for moments like this, because we're about to have a conversation with a gentleman that you have been following for quite a while. Perhaps you've also just gossiped about him a little bit in your WhatsApp groups. I don't know, man. You know, you follow him on your social media platforms. You've been watching him, especially with the really fantastic season that he's had at Durban City. So we're going to get to know Jocelyn a little bit more, man, as to what makes this man so great. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. So is this like your this is who you are, just come and collect it?
Yes.
So is my energy too much for you right now?
It's a bit too much.
Oh, okay, because it's just 9 in the morning. I wake up at 4 and I'm here like by 5, so maybe I've had a little bit of a head start.
Okay.
But you are joined by someone very, very important in your life today.
Yes.
Someone who means the world to you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who, like, it's just an unbreakable bond. Tell us who you're with today.
I'm with the manager.
The manager? Manager.
She's
okay.
The manager.
All right.
Jade, my daughter.
Jade. Jade, how are you doing today, mommy?
Good.
Is it? Are you excited to be here?
Yes.
Are you proud of your dad?
Yes.
Are you also happy with the fact that he's actually getting some time off to spend time with you?
Yes.
So what have you guys been doing so far? Sorry, Jocelyn, we'll get back to you just now. What have you guys been up to?
Just playing games and watching movies.
Yeah. And annoying him?
Yeah.
That's the best part, right? All right. So we're going to talk to Jade a little bit later on, just to also understand, you know, who she is, but also obviously being protective of the fact that Jade also needs to be protected. But Jocelyn, please tell us, how have you been?
I've been good.
Is it?
Good. Yeah.
Is it? What is the best thing that happened to you this week?
This week?
Mm.
Being with Jade.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming back home, spending time with her, yeah.
That's, yeah, yeah. When did you come back home?
I got back Friday night, last week.
Oh, last week Friday. Oh, okay. But how long are you going to be here for?
I was supposed to be here for a month, but
yeah.
National duty.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll be back in camp on Monday.
On Monday. All right. So, Jocelyn, you know what? We've been following your journey for quite a while now, but we don't really know much about Jocelyn.
Mm.
Tell us, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? Where did you, primary school, high school? Like, take us back into time. Take us back to the street that you grew up in. What did they call you on that street? You know, that's how much we want to get to know you today.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Vanaheda.
Vanaheda, oh, okay.
Amongo Street.
Mm.
I'm a German boy, Delta, grade 1 to 12.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it?
So, yeah, that's where I'm from. I'm from Vanaheda. I went to school at Delta, grade 1 to 7. Went to the secondary school.
Yeah, yeah.
8 to 12.
Is Jay Bay now?
Jade is at gymnasium now.
Oh, gymnasium. Oh, okay. I thought sometimes we just send them back to the schools where we were. You know what I mean?
I was actually too naughty, so they didn't accept her.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
I'm
no,
also,
it's a joke.
Oh, okay. Because I was... Okay, so the truth is, I was also a little bit of a problem at my high school. I'm scared that they'll probably be like, oh, your mother is hood. No, we're not taking you in. All right. So, Jocelyn, tell us when you fell in love with football. When did you realize... Okay, you know, falling in love with football is one thing, but when did you actually realize that you were really good at it?
Well, so I have a brother, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My older brother.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just a year apart. He's older than me.
Okay, okay.
But we used to play, like, in the streets all the time, like street soccer and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there came a time, like, there was soccer at school. And then we decided, my mom put us in the soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
And... that first year, I was under 9.
Yeah, yeah.
I won, like, player of the year.
Oh, okay. Oh, fantastic.
And, like, I think we started taking it serious from there,
both
of us.
Mm.
And, yeah, I think that's where it started. And also, like, watching, you know, World Cups at the time.
Euros
and stuff.
Mm.
It was always just soccer in our house.
Mm.
We would watch soccer, we'd cassette tapes, rewind, watch gold and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Play in the kitchen, play on the stoop.
Breaking things. Yeah, I figured. Yeah. When was the first time, when was the first time that you served on national duty?
2015. In Ghana.
Okay, were you surprised that you got the call, or did you feel that you just belonged on the team? What do you mean?
I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
I had a good season.
Okay.
And it happened.
Yeah. Because it was meant to, and it just aligned, right?
It just aligned. Uh-huh. It was actually the time that Jade... I wasn't there when she was born.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was in Ghana.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so. Jade is nodding her head because you know the story. Okay, but we've forgiven him for not being there, right? Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Tell me, like, you're talking about, you know, just soccer being, you know, known in your house and so forth. It's just a thing. Mm. What team does your family support?
Well, I'm a United fan.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is a United fan.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad.
I think it's a Herero thing at this point, but sorry.
Mm. Yeah, my dad and my older brother, they Arsenal.
Arsenal. Okay, yeah. But what about locally, though?
African Stars.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thank you. Because, listen, if you said anything else, yeah, I think I was going to be a little bit upset with you. You know? Okay, so tell us what a typical day actually looks like in your life. Like, especially, obviously, back, you know, in South Africa when you're on duty, so to say. Yeah, yeah. Typical day in your life when you're not training or playing.
Well, wake up, go to training, stop training. Get back home,
yeah.
Eat, take a nap, go to the gym,
yeah.
Come back.
It's just focused on the game, hey?
Yeah.
What do you think? And I'm actually very curious, and I'm asking that question because I want to know, did you know there was a major shift in your performance this season? What happened? Like, was it one of those where you just decided this time around I'm locking in, but how did you mentally and physically prepare yourself for this amazing season that you had?
It's not something that just happens like overnight. It's an ongoing mental preparation and all of that. So I went through a lot, man, like in my career, with like rejections and not making it and contracts and all of that stuff, politics. But like I made a decision at a point to say, like, I have something to prove.
Yeah.
Not to anyone else, but to myself.
To yourself, yeah.
Because I was kind of like a late bloomer. I got my first professional contract at 28. And, yeah, my career didn't go as smooth as I wanted it to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if your career starts at an age of 18, 20.
Yeah, yeah.
And runs smoothly, you can say that you have a career of, like, 10 to 12 years.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But now, I didn't have that. I got my first professional contract at 28. And it's a bit old in Africa to, like, clubs don't look at that age anymore. That's like prime, and they look for youngsters and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I had to do more.
To prove yourself?
Yeah, than everyone else. Also, being a foreigner. You always have to do extra.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, so everything, it came a long way. And with everything that has happened, you prepare yourself mentally. You know what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know what you're there for.
Yeah.
And then also, my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm working for. Like, my life doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? So, I know that everything I'm doing is for her.
Mm-hmm.
If I mess up here,
it affects her.
It affects her. Yeah,
yeah. So,
it comes with that, man.
Yeah. So you know, and it's true what you're saying, man. As parents, to a certain point, you even stop living your life, like just for yourself or feeling things that you want for yourself. Obviously, you're on track with quite a lot of things, but you're doing quite. What we see is that you're doing a really fantastic job with Jade. I have to applaud you on that, honestly. I think it's also like something that we have conversations about, even on our show, you know, about just, you know, fathers not being present. So it's quite refreshing to actually see you even be so present and involved with Jade's life. It's something that I've witnessed over the years. So I wanted to commend you on that.
Thank you.
Let's talk about mentors. Who is the one person that you will always gravitate to calling in a moment where you don't necessarily feel your best, you're not showing up your best, just so that they kind of, you know, motivate you and speak life into you. It could be, you know, maybe your parent, it could be maybe someone that you play with, someone in the Brave Warriors team, coach, I don't know.
There are quite a few.
Yeah, yeah. We've got, you know, people, some time.
Yeah, people in my life that I would call.
Yeah, yeah.
But it depends on the situation that I'm dealing with.
Yeah, what if you're struggling mentally, maybe just with your mental health, and it's affecting your game? Who do you call then?
I have a friend of mine that I met in Cape Town.
Mm.
His name is Lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So the story of Lucky is like, I actually gave up on football at a stage, and then fast forward, I went to Cape Town
to
do a cause,
mm-hmm.
but actually looking for
opportunities.
So I went to play for the Res teams there by UCT.
Yeah, yeah.
And I met him there, and we just clicked, man. So he's the guy that is always honest with me.
Yeah, yeah.
He will come watch my games, and he'll tell me, "Listen, this is not on. That was on."
Yeah, yeah.
So when it comes to mental and stuff like that, he's the guy that I go to.
Mm.
And because of his honesty, I need to keep him in my circle.
Yeah, yeah. Or he doesn't sugarcoat anything.
Nothing.
But he still comes from a place of love.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so on the mental aspect, it's Lucky.
Mm.
When it comes to the heart, I have...
Yeah.
Awilo, Pietra, Shitembi. Those are the guys when we talk about love issues and, you know...
Yeah.
Woman and stuff. Ooh. Like that. Yeah. And then obviously.
You see, I didn't even want to touch on that, but now you brought it up. We'll talk about it later on.
Yeah. So I have someone for everything.
For everything in your life. Yeah,
so, but on a mental side, it's always going to be Lucky.
Mm.
Also, Pietra is also the Awilo. Yeah. Those are guys that when I'm down.
Yeah, I am.
They always lift me up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I can go to them with anything, with any problem, whatever advice. They'll always be honest with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to really have people that you know will keep you accountable, but also being loving and supporting towards you.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get out, we take a little bit of a break right now. Mm-hmm. Who is your football icon or idol? The one person that you just look at their career and you're like, I want to be remembered as that guy. Obviously, you have your own journey, but just who comes to mind?
Ronaldinho.
Why though? Why him?
Yo.
Where is he, by the way?
he's retired.
He's man. Retired
he's
at this point.
Fun, yeah. But
yeah.
He was just something else, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that era.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, that he used to be like my favorite. He is my favorite player of all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there is the Zinedine Zidane's and stuff. But
yeah, he takes the first spot.
He takes the first spot.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic, man. Time is exactly 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. We're having a conversation with Jocelyn Kamathuka, and he's in town. And we're basically just trying to pick his brain and get to know him a little bit more, man, you know? Okay. I promise you, with a second slot, when we actually bring in Jade, it's going to warm you. It's going to be wholesome. Because I think at the end of the day, if you truly want to get to know someone at the core of who they really, really are, you have to talk to the people that matter the most to them. More of this will be coming through on the other side of this.
Attention Namibia, the institution.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
We are the reason that you wake up every single morning. A very good morning to you. Time is exactly 9:36 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. How are you doing? How are you feeling? It's the 30th of May, 2025. Everybody got paid. Everybody got money. What are we doing? What are we spending the money on? Perhaps this coming weekend, we are going to be meeting at the Jocelyn Kamathuka. Is it, what do you call it? The
Charity Cup.
Charity Cup. Totally. Mm-hmm. What you say, right?
Yeah.
How excited are you about that?
I'm very excited for
it. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it your first time? Is it the first one that you're hosting?
Yeah, it's the first one.
Okay, but what prompted you to actually do it?
Giving back like to the community is always, it's important, man. Because I feel like that's where your blessings come from.
Totally.
Like the people that you don't hear pray for you. Like your grandmom and like just someone that says God bless you to you.
Come on.
That's where your blessings come from. I believe, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just wanted to do something.
Yeah.
And why I chose the maternity ward. is because my mom's a nurse.
Oh, okay. How long has she been in service for?
She's been a nurse ever
since. All your life. Yeah.
So, after school, when we were in primary school.
Yeah.
There wasn't money for like a daycare or anything. Mm. So she would just pick us up and she would go to work and we'd just be like there.
Oh, okay.
Anihanga.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's passing by time.
Yeah, yeah. So we were there by the State's Hospital Maternity Ward. Mm-hmm. That's where she worked.
Mm.
And then 2 years ago, a friend of mine was renovating the place.
Mm.
And they were trying to get like, sponsors. They were doing donations and stuff like that. And when I saw it, at the time I didn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, yo, it brought back so many memories. And I was like, one day I'm going to do something and get back here.
Yeah.
Because I did inquire with her. And like, what is it that you guys need and stuff? Yeah. And she told me, and I was like, okay, one day I'll do it.
Yeah, and one day it's arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about what's actually happening tomorrow. What exactly can we expect on the ground?
So it's going to be one half of the field is going to be split in two halves.
Okay.
One side is going to be volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
And the other half is going to be soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Seven aside the side, volleyball the side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just... you know, you had to put in like prize money.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
totally.
You know.
Yeah.
No one is gonna just come play
for the fun of it. A lot of the times. Yeah.
Exactly. So. So there's gonna be prize money.
Mm.
10,000 for first place. 5,000 second place.
Yeah.
Both volleyball and soccer.
And soccer.
There's
gonna
be medals.
Yeah, yeah.
Trophies, and I'm gonna be giving away two signed shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
The player of the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. And for both soccer and volleyball as well?
Both soccer and volleyball.
Yeah, yeah.
My size is small, so if you're a big boy...
We'll squeeze ourselves in, my dear.
Yourself, or you're going to frame it.
Well,
yeah.
You know what we'll do, right? We'll open the side. And then we add material. And then it fits.
Okay,
no, that's fantastic. That's actually a really good course, because I was going to ask you why it's actually so important for you to actually do this. But thank you for actually sharing that with us. Let's talk about mom and dad. Let's talk about the foundation that they set for young Jocelyn. What are the values that you still carry with you today that you're obviously passing on to Jade that you learned from them?
Okay.
Mm.
Like I said earlier, like I was a naughty boy,
mm-hmm.
and I got disciplined.
Yeah,
in the ways that you know
mm-hmm.
it has to be done.
Yeah,
but like the thing about my dad, like we didn't get along as I was, you know,
growing up. Yeah, yeah.
But right now I see a lot of him in me, and it's like he was always just trying to, you know, show me the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realize now
what he was doing
because I'm just like him.
Mm.
I'm doing the same thing as him.
Mm.
And like my mom was
it's a safe space, so it's fine.
Yeah. There was a time in my life that my dad wasn't around and it was just my mom, and she had to take care of all the boys.
So how many boys are you?
We're four.
Four in total. Okay.
Yeah. So.
What a strong woman. Raising boys. Yo, I have two and
crazy,
I'm fighting for my life.
Crazy boys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
What about that time is making you emotional right now?
Like everything that you did and now where I am now, how I can like say thank you.
Mm.
And just do the stuff that I'm doing for her, because it wasn't easy. It was very difficult. Like she would work like 7 to 7, and she just had to leave us at home.
Yeah.
And we had to like learn like how to cook
by ourselves. Yeah, and fend for yourselves. Yeah.
And like, and she would make sure. I mean, when we started playing soccer, like it was difficult. Like we had boxes. We would cut boxes as shin guards.
Mm.
We didn't have boots.
Yeah.
Soccer trips to like Ochivarongo, Swakop stuff.
Yeah, for the regionals and stuff, yeah.
Or just for the school tournaments.
Oh, the schools, yeah, yeah.
You get a 50. Go and come back. Like, but you made it happen, like.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
So, It wasn't easy. That's why, like, I say that she's the strongest woman I know.
Mm.
Like, she's very strong. And she's still going strong.
But at least now you're able to help her carry the weight.
Yeah. And also, yeah. like, in the house, you know, the house of boys and the father, you know, there's fights. But she'd always be in the middle.
Mm.
Like, she would rather die than her husband and her kids fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so...
Wow.
Very strong woman.
And, you know, I'm also... So, FYI, I'm a crybaby.
Mm.
But I'm gangster today. You know, you are... Because of, cause there's like so many things as well, and I relate to what you're saying right now, because there's so many things that we have done in our lives that have probably, you know, caused a lot of more burden on the parents more than we needed to.
Mm.
And you can't help but sometimes beat yourself up for it. Like, I didn't need to do that much, yeah. you know, especially personally for me now. But I can tell you right now, even at the age of 28, when you got your official contract, everything aligned for you the way that it was supposed to, but you also are today because of your mother's prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees what you're doing for her, you know? So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Jade?
Yes?
How are you feeling, girl?
Good.
Are you feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me, what is the one thing that you have done for the past, I don't know, maybe 3 months or so that has made your dad so proud? Don't look at him. Like, just something that you accomplished for yourself, that you were working on, that you achieved. We also want to celebrate you a little bit, because clearly he is because of Jade, right?
Mm.
Are you taking credit for that?
Yeah.
Yes, totally. Or perhaps you can tell us just how proud you are of your dad. What is it about your dad that makes you so proud and so happy?
That he's the best dad in the world.
Okay, but how is he the best dad in the world? What does he do?
He does a lot of things.
He does a lot of things?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel loved?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel safe?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel like you're cared for and just...
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Hey? So what is the one thing that you want to promise your dad on how you're going to make him proud? No pressure. To study?
Yeah, and... to build him a really good house when I become an architect.
Do you know what? You are exactly what I need in my life. I can tell you that, honestly. I love ambitious girlies, all right? So you need to work really, really hard so that one day we can also look back and just really relive this moment that, you know what? Jade was actually on Fresh Breakfast with Auntie Kwana, and she actually did build the house. So you want to be an architect one day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so once you're successful, you're not going to forget about me, right?
No.
Because this moment means a lot to me, right? Does it mean a lot to you?
Yeah.
I love it for us, girl. So, are you excited about tomorrow?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing on the ground?
Asking for $10.
Sorry?
At the gate.
At the gate. Oh, you'll be at the gate.
Yeah.
Okay, so what time are you going to be there?
Nine.
Why is he telling you what time you gotta be there?
Because
you're working for him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're still the manager, right?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic, man. Jocelyn, Jade, thank you so much for your time. We've run a little bit out of time right now.
Okay.
But I really just wanted to thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the Charity Cup, by the way. It's a great initiative. And I truly hope and pray that everything goes well tomorrow. So it's all happening where tomorrow?
At the Rambler Stadium.
Yeah, Rambler Stadium.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, yeah. So until when exactly?
9 to 5.
9 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if you don't have anything to do tomorrow, or probably just like, you know, in between the running errands and so forth, even 2 hours of your time to just go and show a little bit of support, please do come through, because it's obviously for a really, really good cause. You did understand the story now that obviously he also is, because of the maternity ward, now he's doing his part in just giving back, right? All right, Jade, any final words from the manager before we let the talent go? Everyone is listening to you, and everyone is also on Instagram here showing you so much love.
Always brush your teeth.
Totally. Okay, so how many times should we brush our teeth?
In the morning and in the night.
Okay. No way during the day, right?
If you want to.
If you want to. Yeah, yeah. Do they need to drink water as well?
Yeah.
Like 2 liters per day at least?
8 glasses.
8 glasses, which amounts to 2 liters, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Smart girly. All right, Jocelyn, any final words from you?
Come through tomorrow. It's tomorrow, ne?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yes, it is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Rambler Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
9 o'clock.
Mm.
There'll be bright pakis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bright plates being sold.
Yeah, so yeah.
There is a bar there for the people that wanna have a little.
You know, just refreshment.
Just to refresh.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
And come and have fun, man.
Yeah.
If you're free.
Yeah, yeah.
Just please come through, support the boy.
Yeah.
Doing it for a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Make it a good day.
Mm, fantastic, man. Jocelyn, once again, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Here at Fresh Breakfast and Fresh FM, we celebrate you and we wish you nothing but the best. Even when you go back, just, you know, keep carrying that Namibian flag because we see what you're doing.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful.
Yes. All righty. So Jocelyn and Jade were actually live on his Instagram as well. I will make sure personally that they save the live and share it on the timeline in case you missed it, that you actually go watch it a little bit later on. But be sure to follow him on all your social media platforms as well, and please support Namibian talent because we need it. We'll be back on the other side of this.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.